Proclamation number 4072 of 28th of June, 1947. Spiritual regeneration and renewal. Your aim and desire should be to experience spiritual rebirth. Then you will also enter into union with me and your ascent will be assured. You were born into the flesh and the spark slumbers in you, which is my share. But this spiritual spark does not yet have life. Even though you live on earth, you first have to give it life. Thus the spirit in you has to experience its birth. And this is just your work. It is your task, on the fulfillment of which your life and eternity depends. To be born in you in the spirit therefore means to give the spirit in you the opportunity to enter into your life completely independently of physical life, thus to take part, as it were, in everything you think, speak and act. The spirit within you, which is my part, wants to have a say in your earthly life. It wants to advise, guide and instruct you. It wants to make itself heard and draw the soul over to itself and thus help you to find union with me so that you will be saved. But how do you awaken the spirit in you to life? By doing the will of the one who gave you life and who placed the spiritual spark in you in order to establish the connection with you through it. Who is still distant from me and yet should find union with me while still on earth. And it is my will that you keep my commandments, that you love me above all else and your neighbor as yourselves. Then the rebirth of the spirit will take place very quickly and it will be able to work in you. And for the time being its activity consists of organizing the thoughts which now turn towards the spiritual kingdom. Your thinking will be spiritually directed. In contrast to the earthly life before, you will occupy yourselves with spiritual matters. You will no longer give the world special emphasis, but your desire will be for matters concerning the life of the soul. You will think about life after death. You will seek me and I will let myself be found. For the spiritual spark in you seeks unification with the Father Spirit and wants to cause you to strive in the same way. It wants to detach you from the world and open up the charms of the spiritual world to you. And it will succeed in all of this if you give it the opportunity to work. Then you will be born anew of the Spirit, and then you will also safely reach your aim. For I am eternally united with the spiritual spark, and consequently you are also united with me if you let yourselves be drawn by the spirit within you, if you once awaken it to life and then hand yourselves over to its influence. Soul and body will now take advantage of the connection with the spiritual spark within you. Soul and body will relinquish the earthly world in order to connect with the spiritual world, and soul and body will push towards me, because the spiritual spark now determines thinking, feeling and willing and the spiritually born a new human being completely hands himself over to the influence of the spirit. Thus anyone who is born anew of the spirit will no longer walk in darkness forever. He has found the light. He has come to life and will never lose his life. He will live for eternity. Amen.